like to welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. It's our month of wisdom for greater glory. And tonight, we are looking at the connection between wisdom and glory. Wisdom and glory. We have the objective of understanding the connection between wisdom and glory. And then the way of wisdom that takes us into the glory. That wisdom that brings the glory. Understanding the wisdom that brings the glory. It's our year of greater glory. It's our month of wisdom for greater glory. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35. Our text is Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35. It said, "The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools." The wise shall inherit glory. So the way of wisdom is the way of glory. Wisdom guarantees the inheritance of glory. Glory is the inheritance of the wise. The wise will always inherit glory. Fool will never escape shame, but the wise will inherit glory. The wiser you are, therefore, the more glorious your life gets. The wiser you are, the more glorious your life gets. God Almighty is the all-wise God, or the only wise God. So he dwells in the realm of exceeding glory. Romans chapter 16, verse 27. To God only wise be glory. To God, only wise, be glory. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 17. To God, now unto God, unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory. The only wise God, be honor and glory. Repeated again, almost Jude verse 25. God, the only wise God. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, and dominion. You want to break forth into the realm of glory? Break forth into the realm of wisdom. You want to see a glory you have never seen before? Step into a wisdom you haven't stepped into before. Greater glory answers to greater wisdom. Now, through our scriptures, those who functioned in wisdom lived in glory. They functioned in wisdom, so they literally swam in glory. Example number one, Joseph. Joseph became a prime minister in Egypt on the frequency of wisdom. Genesis chapter 41 verse 39. Genesis 41, 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "For as much as God has showed you all these, There is none so wise and discreet as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word, shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. So Joseph was a man whose wisdom was confirmed. There is none so wise as you, if God can show you this. Now, Acts chapter 7, verse 10. When Stephen was giving the account of Joseph, he mentioned wisdom. He said, God delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. So we saw Joseph now with wisdom and favor, wisdom. That ushered him to his glorious realm. So much so that when he was talking to his brethren, when they met him in Egypt and they recognized him, he said, go and tell my father all my glory that you have seen. Genesis chapter 45 verse 13. Genesis 45 13. He said, and you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen. And you shall haste and bring down my father here. So he was a man of wisdom, and he lived in the realm of glory, and he was aware. Tell my father my glory. I have operated and functioned in wisdom, and currently I am in a realm of glory. Let him know. So wisdom will bring glory. Example number two, Solomon. Solomon, of course, was a man of wisdom that we all know. And Solomon, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29, the Bible spoke about the wisdom of Solomon. He said, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. God gave Solomon wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23, scripture speaking, said, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. So Solomon was known for wisdom, and that wisdom brought forth glory. So much so that when Jesus was speaking in the New Testament, he referred to Solomon in all his glory. Matthew chapter 6 verse 27. Matthew chapter 6 verse 27. He said, which of you by taking and add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory, you see, Solomon in all his glory, Luke chapter 12 verse 27 also talked about Solomon and his glory. So wisdom will magnetize glory. When a man, a woman, walks in the realm of wisdom, he must walk in the realm of glory. And thirdly, Daniel. Daniel was a man of solid wisdom. In Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 17, Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 17, he said, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all knowledge and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding. So Daniel was a man of wisdom. In Daniel chapter 1, chapter 5 and in verse 11, scripture speaking about Daniel, he said, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Daniel was a man of wisdom, and that wisdom ushered him into his realm of glory. In Daniel chapter 2 verse 48, we saw how Daniel, in fact from verse 46, we saw how the king prostrated, fell and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer oblation and sweet odors unto him. In other words, Daniel, you are not a person. Daniel was ushered into the realm of glory. In verse 48, Daniel was made a great man. They gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, the chief of the governors. Glory. Beloved brothers and sisters, he said, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. When a fool is elevated, the next level is called shame. Shame shall be the promotion of fools, but the wise must inherit glory. Tonight, there are people hearing the sound of my voice, glory shall be your portion. Anytime you see a man in one realm of glory or the other, in this kingdom, there is a wisdom he is operating, others are not operating. There is something he knows that others don't know. There is something he is doing that others are not doing. And that is why we are here tonight. Beloved brothers and sisters, glory shall be your next level in the name of Jesus. Very, very quickly. What is the connection of wisdom and glory? How does wisdom facilitate existence in the glory of, facilitate the operation of glory? There are four things I will show you. Number one, wisdom is key to reigning in life. Kings reign by wisdom. So when a person rises in wisdom, he rises in rulership. Nothing puts a person in charge like wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15, it says, wisdom was speaking here. It says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. Genesis chapter 41 verse 39, where we already read 41 verse 39 all the way to verse 44. Joseph was put in charge because of wisdom. He got to the throne because of wisdom. So wisdom equals kingship, and kingship is glory. Wisdom equals kingship. It equals rulership. And kingship or rulership is glory. We talk about the glory of kings. Isaiah chapter 14 verse 18. There is the glory of kings. All the kings of the nation, even all of them, lie in glory. They lie in glory. Everyone in his own house. Kings. Kingship equals glory. Daniel chapter 2 verse 37 spoke about the glory of the king. Thou, O king, are the king of kings, for the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. So wisdom gives you kingship, and kingship comes with glory. Wisdom puts you in charge. Wisdom of God. That is the first. Wisdom is key to reigning in life. Number two, wisdom is key to shining or stardom in life. Shining or stardom in life. Wisdom makes people's faces to shine. Wisdom makes people to stand out. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. He said, a man's wisdom, who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. The boldness of his face shall be changed. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, he said, they that be wise shall shine. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Wise men, wise women in this kingdom shine. They are stars. They stand out. Whatever they do, they stand out. They are just outstanding. So to be wise is to shine. And to shine is to dwell in glory. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So wisdom makes you to shine, and to shine means to dwell in the realm of glory. Am I communicating at all? That is, you are a star. You are a man, a woman to reckon with in your field, in your career, in your endeavor, in whatever you do. If the wisdom of God is upon you, you shine, you stand out. And that shining and that standing out equals glory. I believe that there are people here, before this month is over, you will take your place of rulership and take your place on the throne and take your place in charge. I believe that before this month is over, somebody shall stand out as a star and shine in your field and in your realm by the wisdom of God. You believers, shout the loudest. Amen. How does wisdom facilitate the operation of glory? Wisdom is key to reigning. Second, wisdom is key to shining or stardom. Third, wisdom is key to wealth. Wisdom is key to wealth or riches. The way of wisdom is the way of wealth. There is something God will show you. There is an idea, a revelation, something you will have that will absolutely usher you into unbelievable resources. The way of wisdom is the way of riches. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23. The Bible speaking concerning Solomon said, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Riches and wisdom travel together most times. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 4 and 5. Ezekiel 28 4 and 5. Scripture said, he said, with thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches. With thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures with thy wisdom. By thy great wisdom and thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches. We can stop there. Wisdom is a magnet. One creative idea, one innovative idea, one inspiration, one something just makes you to explode into the realm of riches. So wisdom, riches. So wisdom equals wealth, and wealth equals glory. Somebody say amen. Wealth equals glory. Esther chapter 5 verse 11. Mordecai spoke about, Haman spoke about the glory of his riches. Haman told them of the glory of his riches. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. Romans chapter 9 verse 23. It talks about riches and glory, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 also talks about that the eyes of your understanding been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory. So wisdom links you to riches or wealth, and that wealth establishes you in a glorious realm. Especially wealth that is gotten correctly by God. Am I communicating at all? So it is more profitable to have wisdom than to lack wisdom. Because it connects you to rulership. Connects you to stardom and shining. Connects you to wealth or riches. And thirdly, and finally, number four. Wisdom is key to divine presence. Wisdom is key to divine presence. The way of wisdom is the way of divine presence. God is present with the wise. Because two cannot walk together except they be agreed. If he is the all-wise God, he will not have company with foolish children. Amos chapter 3 verse 3, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together except they be agreed? So if God is the wise God, wise people attract his presence. That was why Genesis chapter 39 verse 2 and verse 21 showed us how the Lord was always with Joseph apart from character that he also had wisdom, and that kept God around him. I am so sorry to say it, but God will never be comfortable around stupid people. People bankrupt of mentality. People that behave as if they are not using their brain, or in fact don't have any connection with God. Look at what happened to David in 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 14. 1 Samuel 18, 14. I want everybody to look at this and to read it if possible. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. And what was the result? And the Lord was with him. To make God stay around you, you have to behave wisely. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. Career ways, financial ways, marital ways, destiny ways. Semicolon means this is a consequence. And the Lord was with him. When you come around people who walk with the wisdom of God, you feel the presence of God. You feel the presence of God. You feel the presence of God. So, wisdom equals divine presence. And of course, divine presence equals glory. Second Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13 and 14. When the worshippers worshipped, then the glory of God showed up. And what is the glory of God? The glory of God showed up in the presence of God. Psalm 22 verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. While they praised, the glory of God showed up. But look at this. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 27. 1 Chronicles 16, 27. It said, glory and honor are in his presence. Glory and honor. When you are wise, you are in his presence. And inside that presence is glory and honor. So wisdom will connect you to glory. Because wisdom connects you to his presence. And his presence connects you to his glory. So wisdom connects you to his glory. To his presence. His presence connects you to his glory and his honor and his strength. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. By the time we reach Sunday, we shall be looking into details of what this wisdom of God is all about. So that you can connect this wisdom of God and step into the realm of rulership. You can connect this wisdom of God and step into shining and stardom. You can connect this wisdom of God and step into wealth and riches. And above all, connect this wisdom of God and be a mobile divine presence carrier. And things will be working for you until people are wondering what you are using. When a woman is walking with wisdom in her marital life, people will say that she has charmed the husband. 3 times today, I want to call somebody, I will call my wife. I want to call somebody, I will call my wife. Hello? Sorry. Oh. Hi, honey. Oh, so sorry. It was my secretary I wanted to call. I dialed the number again. The same number. I dialed the number 3 times today. So jokingly, I told her the last one today. I said, please, any charm you did on me, spoil it. I said, anywhere you have taken my name to, or charm me. So, want to call somebody, I call your number. Want to call a second person, I call your number. I want to call a third person in one day. Is that correct, man? So I said, anywhere you take my name to, you took my name. Any charm you did, please go and cancel it. Amen. When an employee is walking in wisdom in the place of work, they say he's using charm. Wisdom. We are going to be looking at those ways of wisdom on Sunday and see exactly what it takes. But let me quickly show you as we round off tonight, the wisdom that brings the glory. The wisdom that brings the glory. Number one is the wisdom that comes from the fear of God. That comes from the fear of God. Psalm 111 verse 10. Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Also repeated in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. And of course, Proverbs chapter 9 and in verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That was the fear that ruled the life of Joseph and Daniel. The lives of both Joseph and Daniel. If you remember, Joseph was speaking in Genesis chapter 42 verse 18. He said, I fear God. I fear God. This do I live. I fear God. There is something that the fear of God, when you reverence God, you respect God, when you don't take God for granted, when God means something to your life and you live your life in the consciousness that there is God and so forth, there is something, there is an inspiration and something it connects you to. And that is the wisdom that makes you to reign like Joseph, who feared God, and also Daniel, the fear of the Lord. Number two, the wisdom that brings glory is the wisdom, number two, is the wisdom that comes by desperately desiring and asking of it from God. The wisdom that comes by desperately desiring and asking of it from God. The wisdom that comes by desperately desiring and asking of it from God. In James chapter 1 verse 5, James chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to you. Lord, I need wisdom for life. I need career wisdom. I need financial wisdom. I need marital wisdom. Help me, Lord. That was the wisdom that made Solomon to take charge, to reign. Because when Solomon became king, the first thing he asked for God from God was wisdom. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7, and in verse 10. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7, and in verse 10. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. Then Solomon said, now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? Read on. And God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches or wealth or honor or not the life of your enemies, neither have you asked long life, but you have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you. and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. That is God speaking. That is when you are, conscious of your bankruptcy of wisdom, when you are conscious of your helplessness, you have made a lot of disastrous mistakes and very, very terrible steps in life. And you know you are not where you are meant to be. Especially as it regards to doing what God wants you to do with your life. Lord, I'm helpless, I am hopeless, I am stranded without you. And you passionately ask God. When God gives you such wisdom, in response to your asking, it causes you to take charge. It makes you to make waves like Solomon. And the world hears about you. That is the wisdom that comes from God. It is the wisdom that comes by desperately desiring and asking of it from God. That is the wisdom that brings the glory. And finally, it is the wisdom that comes through the heart of solution provision. The kind of heart that wants to provide solution. You want to be of help to your generation. You want to do something. It's not that you are looking for money for your pocket. It's not that you want to make a name. It's not that you want fame or glory. But that you want to do something. You want to make a difference. You want to add color. You want to change stories. You want to offer solution. You want to change people's situations. I told you before that we have never had any time where we have had people almost stranded like today. I think on almost a daily basis, I get text messages such as, we have quit notice, we are meant to pack today, as it is now. Countless number of children, time to go to school and no money. And I just kept on. We are trying our best, but we are practically unable to meet all needs. Yesterday, my wife told me, "The Lord will bless you. The Lord will keep on blessing you." I said, "Amen, amen, amen." Stranded children. Having the heart to offer solution connects you to inspiration that gives you distinction on the earth. You remember what happened when Pharaoh asked Joseph to interpret his dreams. Genesis chapter 41, verse 32, and you read all the way to verse 36. Joseph was speaking to Pharaoh. He said, because the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because this thing is established by God. And God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man, discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this. See, Joseph was asked by Pharaoh how that Pharaoh dreamt and had no interpretation. All that Joseph was requested to do was to interpret the dream. You dreamt like this, 7 years of plenty will come, and 7 years of famine will follow, and the famine will swallow up the plenty such that it will never be remembered that there was a plenty at all. This is the dream. This is the interpretation. That was where Joseph was to stop. But he had a heart of solution provision. This dream cannot just stop like that. God is not, you see, that is why no matter what you dream, no matter how negative, there is a way out. No matter how negative the dream is, there is a way out. Any dream that does not have a way out is a nightmare attack from hell. And it's a satanic agenda. Don't ever let anybody tell you, I saw a prophecy concerning you, and no prayer can cancel it. That is Satan speaking through a man. Don't ever let anybody tell you, any dream I dream comes to pass. Last night I saw him, themself inside the coffin. That is themselves they saw. Am I communicating at all? I don't know why we have to branch to this. But any revelation, dream, whatever it is you saw, good or bad, there is a way out. What Pharaoh saw was that seven fat cows were swallowed by seven cachectic, anemic, asthenic, mortuary-bound cows. Moribund. And swallowed them up. That means the 7 years of plenty will be swallowed up by 7 years of famine. And it will not be remembered that there was a plenty. That was what was meant to be. But for God to show it means he reveals it to reverse it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Joseph said, this dream appears final, but there is a way out. There is a solution. I don't want to leave you with a bad dream, with a nightmare. I don't want to leave you with a satanic suggestion without solution. There is an answer. Before I leave that point, let it be clear to you. If the devil showed you himself inside the coffin, there is a way out. I said himself, not you. If the devil showed you himself, they gave himself sack later, you dreamt it clear, there is still a way out. He showed you bad news. He showed you the most terrible thing you can ever see. There is still what? A way out. Stand up on your feet and say, there is a way out. Say, there is a way out. Say, no matter what, there is a way out. I knew a man, they were prophesying to him one day, and they said to him, I see you going backward. I say, no, sir. No, I'm not going backward. I can't go backward. And that was how he reversed and dodged from that place. Can't go back. You see, you have the right to react against any wrong prophecy, irrespective of who is prophesying it. Irrespective of who is prophesying, you even have the right to disappear if you see a hand coming on your head and you are not sure of the hand. Say, excuse me, sir, I'm coming. This one says you can go and ease yourself. He said, come, let me lay hands on you. Receive. Say, excuse me, sir, before I receive, I'm coming. Hallelujah. But Joseph decided to make a way out. At that heart, that there must be a way. These people cannot perish. Joseph was not an Egyptian, but he was there. This land can't perish like that. That brought him a wisdom that took him to the throne. Everywhere you find yourself, try to offer solution. We'll talk more about that on Sunday. And just let your heart be solution, provision oriented. Question answering oriented. Let inside your mind. That is why we put the call center right there. So that I've been checking my phones and just looking for the calls. So that every time anybody is at the nick of crisis time, make the call. Here am I. I'm in the midst of this kind of situation. I need help. It's right on the screen. Somebody is on the phone 24 hours. Not one particular person.
Rotation.
When they call is necessary, they connect the senior pastor. That answers can come. When there is need for talk, counseling, come, let's see you. This came first when a lot of suicides were happening in Nigeria. I'm not sure I remember. Campuses and so on. So we have to have a line, a helpline. Am I communicating at all? I like your mind to be set and be oriented towards offering solution, offering help, offering answer. Lord, it's not just money I am looking for. I'm not looking for name. I'm not looking for fame. I am not trying to be popular. I want to be an answer. I want to be a solution. I want to be of help to my generation. And then the wisdom will come for you to function in that realm. And when that wisdom comes, you are in charge. Hallelujah. Did you receive something tonight? Did you receive something tonight? Look at your neighbor. Say, the wisdom of God connects you to rulership. The wisdom of God connects you to stardom. The wisdom of God connects you to wealth. The wisdom of God connects you to the presence of God. And you can get that wisdom by the fear of God, by asking for it, and by offering solution. Having the mind to be an answer in your generation connects you with the wisdom to be an answer. Lift your hands and give him the praise, people. Lift your hands, give him the praise. Give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. We magnify your precious, holy, wonderful name. Thank you because you are God. 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 Masha toko bagalaga yada yada. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high.
You wanted me to do is because.
After me, say, Father, I come before you today for a fresh baptism of the fear of God that will usher me into the realm of unusual wisdom. Father, I ask desperately for rulership wisdom. The wisdom that keeps me in your presence. Father, I ask for a heart of solution. Solution provision. Providing solution. Offering solution to my generation. That heart, the impartation of that heart, I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Psalm 127. And in verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Build my life, Lord. In your wisdom. And that passage, I believe that was Proverbs 24, verse 1. He said, true wisdom is a house builded. Build my house. 24:3. True wisdom is a house builded. Except the Lord build a house. Build my life. In your wisdom. Build our nation in your wisdom. If you leave me to myself, I will ruin myself. If you want me to construct my life, I will finish my life. Build my life. Build our nation. Hold the hand of somebody by you and let's lift it up together and pray this prayer. Say after me, say, Father, I cannot build myself. I cannot build my own life. In my own power, build my life, build my destiny, Build me, Lord. Build me, Lord. Build our nation in your wisdom, by your wisdom. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Build me, Lord. Build us, Lord, in your wisdom, by your wisdom. Jesus. I want us to read now the previous chapter together, Psalm 126, verse 1 to the end. We'll read it all together. 1, 2, go. When the Lord, everybody, 1, 2, go. The captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaf. Whether it is personal captivity or national captivity, turn our captivity. Turn our captivity. We serve a God who answers prayers. We have not recovered from the 12 hours yet. Night of Vengeance testimonies is still on. All they are still on. That same anointing deliver our nation from the agenda of killers. The wretchedness, the poverty, struggle for food, struggle for school fees. Somebody came to me and told me about a vision he saw, how people are bringing out their things, selling their television, selling their furniture, selling everything to look for food to eat. I said, that dream is canceled. That vision is canceled. We cancel it. Cancel it. Cancel it. Cancel it. God forbid. God forbid. People pack their load, they are on the roadside. They say, will you buy my TV? Will you buy this? To have food to eat. Cancel it. Don't see the light. Hold the hand of some. Now, the person didn't have a bad intention. He just saw what the devil was planning. And it won't come to pass. Combine that poverty, wretchedness, hunger, house rent problem, school fees issue with terrible kidnap situation and terrorism headman situation. We're not taking it further. Hold the hand of the person next to you, lift it up and say, Father, oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself in our nation, in Nigeria. turn our captivity. Turn our captivity. Turn our captivity like a dream. Like a dream of the night. Change our story as individuals, as the body of Christ in Nigeria, as a nation. Turn our captivity. Change our story. Change our story. Change our situation. Change it now. Open your mouth and pray. A change of story. Change our story, Lord. Turn our captivity. We decree the end of poverty, the end of wretchedness, the end of shortage, the end of scarcity, the end of killers, the end of kidnaps, the end of the agenda of hell. We decree the end of it tonight. In Jesus' name. Still hold the hand of that person and lift it up and say, Father,
Father,
turn our captivity.
Turn our captivity.
We decree
the end
of scarcity,
shortage,
poverty,
wretchedness,
hunger in our nation, the end of killers and their sponsors,
the
headsmen,
the terrorists,
the kidnappers,
the ritualists.
We declare their end in Nigeria.
The
robbers,
the
assassins.
We
decree their end
in Nigeria,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Like a dream. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
give us a visitation.
Give us a visitation
as individuals,
as a nation,
that will happen like a dream.
Like a dream.
Like a dream.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and speak. Like a dream.
Like a dream.
Like a dream, as a nation, as individuals, a visitation that will happen like a dream, like a dream. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and give the Lord an appreciation for answer to prayers. It will happen like a dream, like a dream, like a dream. While we are doing that, appreciation celebration is on. I would like everyone who need to surrender their lives to Jesus. The fear of God was number one on the list of what we need to do to connect with wisdom. And the fear of God is to depart from evil. According to Proverbs chapter 8 and in verse 13, is to depart from evil, the fear of the Lord. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags. You want to make your ways right with God. You want to have your sins forgiven. You want to have an addiction broken. You want to have a negative lifestyle handled. Carry your Bibles and your bag and come forward here. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God. While that is on, the communion is taking position at the same time. Quickly, let's do that, and then the praise is on.
You alone are worthy, Lord.
Quickly.
You alone are worthy.
Your Bibles, Lord. Your bags, step forward and let's receive it.
You've been faithful, Lord.
You've been faithful, Lord.
From the ages past.
From the ages past.
That is why your name.
That is why your name.
Those of you standing, and lift the other hand up. Those of you standing, and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive forgiveness and mercy for my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back from today. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I now pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.